This is Gabriel San Roman, your subversive historian. Back in the day on June 29, 1972, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the death penalty was unconstitutional. By a narrow 5-4 vote, justices reviewing the case of Furman versus Georgia decided that state and federal executions were cruel and unusual forms of punishment in violation of the Eighth Amendment. The landmark ruling, which was the first ever against the death penalty system, further stated that executions had been carried out under an arbitrary, discriminatory, and capricious manner. Justice Douglas wrote in his concurrence that the death penalty, quote, is an unequal punishment in the way it is applied to the rich and to the poor. As a result of the ruling, 629 death row inmates had their sentences commissioned. However, the Supreme Court also suggested that if rewritten, death penalty statutes could be considered constitutional, and that's just what states did. And executions continue to this very day. For Uprising, this is your truth professor saying it's no mystery why they conceal our people's history.